This week is Last Call to See Master Paintings on exhibit at the New Orleans Museum of Art from the collection of the Duke of Orléans, namesake of the city of New Orleans. The Orléans Collection has brought together for the first time a selection of masterpieces from institutions including the National Gallery of London, the J. Paul Getty Museum, and the National Gallery of Scotland to tell the story of the collection's formation, its reputation, and its impact in early 18th century Paris. WWNO's Eileen Fleming met with Project Director Vanessa Schmidt, NOMA's Senior Research Curator for European Art, for a look at works that shouldn't be missed.
We are here at the final days of the Orléans Collection with the curator, Vanessa Schmidt.
Hello, Eileen. Lovely to see you again.
And I'd love for you to tell us, because time is so limited now to see the collection, what are the things people really shouldn't miss before this goes?
Should we talk about the things or the show itself?
Let's start with the show itself. Tell me about this show and how you got it all together.
Okay, well, where we are, as you said, the show is called the Orléans Collection, and it is named after the namesake of the city of New Orleans, right? So we are named after a man who is named Philippe II, Duke of Orléans, and we are named after him because in 1718, at the founding of New Orleans, he was ruling France. He was ruling France as regent, actually as a transitional political figure after the death of Louis XIV. The heir to the throne, when Louis XIV dies in 1715, is a five-year-old boy king. And so Philippe II, who would have been the next heir in line for the throne, rules France. His legacy, in fact, and what he was most well known for in his lifetime was his collection of paintings. He had an absolutely extraordinary collection that he had on view at his palace in Paris, the Palais Royal, which is actually today one of Paris's loveliest public spaces. It's just over from the Louvre. And in that palace, he had, at his death, recorded 537 paintings. The collection was dispersed during the French Revolution. Our story is to celebrate Philippe and his collection, and this is an exhibition that has never been mounted before, and only coming to NOMA. We brought together 38 masterpieces from 25 lending institutions. And so when you ask what is not to be missed, well, I'll say all 38, but let's review just a few quick things as bite-sized pieces to entice everybody back to the galleries before January 27th, when these 38 masterpieces go back to their 25 lending institutions. What beckons you from the great hall of the museum on our title wall is this glorious marble bust of Philippe himself. It's a bust with great panache and style. He is presented in all of his regal fineness, in armor, with these glorious curls and hair, and you're smiling at the look on her face. It's a very commanding bust, wonderful large size, and it's here from Versailles Palace. So, Eileen, when you came into the building, you saw that gracing the front of NOMA in the flags that announced the show is a glorious Venus. She's also on streetcars around the city, and she is really our mascot. She's over life size in the galleries. I mean, she really kind of makes you stop. You actually almost stand away from the picture when you see her because she's so imposing. And this painting is here from Montpellier, France, is an extraordinary loan. Venus is shown with Cupid, and it was done in Renaissance Florence. It was done in Florence in the 1570s by Alessandro Allori, and it reworks a very famous composition by Michelangelo. It has this wonderful state of high finish, bright green colors, and the modeling of her flesh and the nudes is scintillatingly gorgeous. It's really an absolute highlight of the show, and hence she's on the front of the building. Another major painting that, in fact, has never been lent and was only rediscovered in 1997 is Eustache Le Sœur, yes, it's a French name, Le Sœur's Alexander the Great on his deathbed. Well, actually, on his sickbed. And this gorgeous circular work, very imposing, that is a masterpiece by this French artist. It has the wonderful signature palette of Le Sœur, these purples, bright reds, and oranges. And as I mentioned, it was only rediscovered, it was thought lost. It was rediscovered in 1997 and then restored very carefully by the National Gallery of London, and has traveled for the first time to come here to New Orleans. And so this gem of a room, what we are standing in, is, you mentioned the grandness of the exhibition spaces. We designed the spaces to have, beautiful views of paintings in the distance. We don't have too many, we have kind of hanging walls. It's really a grand installation. But this portion of the installation is smaller and more intimate. And that's because we have in this section the Dutch and Flemish cabinet room. And at the Palais Royal, the Duke's palace, he displayed these smaller, diminutive, refined paintings that were made in Amsterdam and Holland in the 1700s. These very refined techniques of these smaller pictures that were displayed in more intimate spaces. The exhibition culminates and ends with one of the most important masterpieces in American collection. The National Gallery of Art in Washington has lent Rembrandt's The Mill. Of course, Rembrandt van Rijn needs no introduction, and we have a Rembrandt in New Orleans. This is unprecedented and so exciting. It's a gorgeous landscape, and the subject is a mill. Please come and just witness the glory of this painting and the exhibition as a whole.
Thank you, Vanessa.
Thank you, Eileen.
The Orleans Collection closes this weekend.